And now, Political Corner on WCRSFM.org and DJBCAdventures.tumblr.com. The dust has settled, the smoke is cleared, primary season is over, the conventions are over, and for the next 14 weeks, it's all presidential campaign. Boom, 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 boom! In swing. Punch, punch. Jab, 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 jab. Left, right, hook. Welcome to Political Corner. This is the DJBC. And, you know, we're taping this on the last day of July on around 7 o'clock in the evening. But this is airing on August 1st around 8:50. And so, well, you know, it's over. The conventions are over. The candidates have been confirmed, nominated, and accepted their nominations. And there have been stirring speeches, and it all happened in Philadelphia. It was all about diversity. You had the mothers of the Black Lives Matter movement. You had the parents of a Muslim soldier that was killed in Iraq at the convention. You had celebrities that were sexual assault survivors and immigrants or descendants of new Americans. And it championed diversity and why they are with her. And in case you have been living under a rock for the last week, on Tuesday, it was official. Hillary Rodham Clinton, former First Lady, former Secretary of State, former Senator out of New York, the first female presidential nominee in 240 years of these United States of America. And on Thursday, she gave a rousing speech at the Wells Fargo Center. And the Democrats, they condemned the Republicans, and especially Ronald Crump. That's right, Ronald Crump. And why Ronald Crump is wrong for this country. And let me tell you, Ronald Crump is going to put America into the ground if he's elected president. Although we can't really say that because we're supposed to be biased, but screw that. The media knows that Ronald Crump is wrong for this country, except for Fox News, of course, because they're idiots. But on Wednesday, vice presidential nominee for the Democrats, Tim Kaine, talked about his backstory and why he is ready to serve as vice president and why Ronald Crump is wrong for this country. I mean, I was just listening to the show formerly known as Sports Unfiltered, and they're talking about maybe the Libertarians have a chance with their guy. Now, the last time there was a third party involved with the debates, Ross Perot, H. Ross Perot, remember him back in 1992? Well, he basically helped Clinton win the election. Bill Clinton, that is. And speaking of the debates, guess when the debates are? I'm reading this off my phone right now. Two of them are on the same time as NFL games. So, on Friday night, Trump posted a tweet. As usual, Hillary and the Dems are trying to rig the debates, so two are up against major NFL games. Same as last time with Bernie. Unacceptable. Did I just say Trump? I meant Crump. Crump. So, September 26th will be the first debate. That's on a Monday night. And then on October 9th, 2 weeks later, 13 days later, it'll be on a Sunday night. And Crump told ABC, I don't know how these dates are picked. I don't know why those particular dates. And the Dems were criticized during the primary debates for scheduling debates on Saturdays and holidays when viewership is low. No one's home on Saturday nights anymore. They're out at the club. They're out at cocktail parties. They're out doing the Lambada with each other. Gosh! No one's home on a Saturday night. If you want to do a debate, don't do it on a Saturday. No one's home. With that said, and I have to agree with Crump on that, it's ridiculous. But anyway, that's why the Gintherites are slamming issue one. More on that coming up in just a moment. But, you know, the thing about it is the dust is settled, the smoke is cleared, and the campaign is on, trudged on. And yesterday, Sunday, at Fort Hays Academic Arts and High School campus near downtown, Hillary Clinton slammed Ronald Crump and how Ronald Crump's ideas will be wrong for this country. And speaking of Ronald Crump, earlier this afternoon on Monday, Crump gave a town hall meeting at the Greater Columbus Convention Center, which is still being renovated. Oh yeah, that explains the bottleneck of traffic and why High Street was shut down this afternoon. So, that said, the debate are in late September. The campaign is in full gear. We're less than 100 days away from electing a new president. And early voting has begun in Upper Arlington for the recall election. The grassroots group, formerly known as Save Northam Park, now UA for Accountability, is on the yes side. And the no side as well. They don't want their four beloved council members to be recalled. And it's a very heated issue. It's the other heated issue besides issue one in August, as the special election season has kicked in. And so a yes vote would recall four Upper Arlington City Council members from office: David DeCapua, Kip Greenhill, John C. Adams, and Debbie Johnson are the four targeted by UA for Accountability to be recalled. A no vote would keep them in office. That election will be August 23rd, 3 weeks from Tuesday. And by this time tomorrow night, the dust will be settled on issue one, which gets us to this. Northland! Northland! Vassar Village! Franklin Park! Walnut Hills! Lee Wood Gardens! Forest Park! Carmel Woodward Park! Reeb Hozak! Bowick! Milo Grogan, cuz! Salem! Westgate! The Pavey Block! Old North Columbus! Yep, those are just some of the neighborhoods that have been shut out of City Council! Hi, I live in the Hilltop. We haven't had anybody in City Council since 1971! It's 2016! Hello! I mean, the corporations in New Albany and Dublin dictate what the city does. And they run the city, not us fine folks living in the neighborhoods that we call home in Columbus. That's why issue one will make wards a reality in Columbus. That's right. I live in Old Town East. We haven't had anybody represent us in City Council since the 1930s. If issue one passes, vote me on to City Council, folks. It's basically crunch time. Issue one, should we or should we not go to a ward system? And a few weeks ago at the Free Press Salon, there's the talk about this, and one guy is saying about the story about Harvey Milk and how he became the first openly gay elected official in this country because of the ward system, and how San Francisco, about four decades ago, implemented the ward system. And again, it's only us in Portland, of the top 50 major American cities, that are at large, simply at large. I mean, Columbus has changed in the last 102 years. Oh yeah, it's changed. I mean, the at-large system is, I think, not really good. When you have, like, I mean, James Ragland, the one Columbus, says, we should expand to 11 now, 11 at-large. And here's the problem with that. If you, out of those 11, if you have four from the Short North, three from German Village, and four from Clintonville, what about Walnut Hills Park? What about Westgate? What about North Linden? What about Forest Park? What about Old Oaks? What about Franklin Park? What about Southern Orchards? What about Scioto Southland? Yeah. You did forget. Hello, those are actual neighborhoods in Columbus. We don't need 200 councilmen. We just need every community to feel like they are represented. And as I mentioned in the last political corner, that we all feel that we can all get an open invite to the Sunday dinners and the neighborhood cocktail parties without having to feel awkward about it. And at these, again, if you have three councilmen who live in German Village, one who lives in Clintonville, two who live in the Short North, and one in the People's Democratic Republic of East Franklinton, and you live in Woodland Park. Sorry, Charlie, and that's all I'm going to say on issue one. I'm for issue one because I believe that everyone is going to have a voice, and yes, expect some invites to that Sunday dinner, Old Town East. Oh yeah, invites coming in the mail. 5th by Northwest, Vassar Village. Oh yeah, kicking it with Clintonville. That's right, Highland West. Kicking it with the Short North, American Edition. Hanging out with German villagers, East Columbus Gateway. Changes need to be made, and changes will be coming to your Columbus City Council. If not tomorrow, then when? In the next political corner, we're going to recap the good, the bad, and the ugly of issue one, and what to look forward to in November, plus an update on the presidential races and recall in UA on the next political corner. This has been Political Corner for WCRS-FM and DJBCAdventures.tumblr.com. Vote with your conscience. August 2nd.